Welcome to the Math Audio Tutorial Series by Rapid Learning Center. This audio tutorial will present an introduction to geometry. Learning objectives. By completing this tutorial, you will learn the definition of geometry, the topics covered in geometry, the basic skills for learning geometry, study tips, and exam tips. Introduction to Geometry Concept Map. The concept map shows how new content relates to previously learned content. Geometry is the study of the properties of and relationships between points, lines, planes, and figures. Major topics of geometry include triangles, figures in the plane, circles and measurement, coordinate geometry, and graphing utilities. The first section will provide a definition of geometry. Definition: Geometry. Geometry is the branch of mathematics concerned with the properties of and relationships between points, lines, planes, and figures. Origins of Geometry, Part 1. The earliest records of geometry can be traced to ancient Egypt and the Indus Valley from around 3000 BC. Early geometry was a collection of observed principles concerning lengths, angles, areas, and volumes. These principles were developed to meet some practical need in construction, astronomy, and other fields. Origins of Geometry, Part 2. Euclid, a Greek mathematician, wrote The Elements of Geometry. It is considered one of the most important early texts on geometry. He presented geometry in a practical form known as Euclidean geometry. Euclid's was not the first elementary geometry textbook, but the others fell into disuse and were lost. Geometry accomplishments. Notable accomplishments of geometry include formulas for the area, circumference, and volume of geometric figures, the Pythagorean theorem, and the emergence of trigonometry from the study of astronomy. The next section will provide a brief overview of the topics that will be covered in this course. Geometry topics. The topics covered in this geometry course include points, lines, and planes, triangles, figures in the plane, circles and measurement, coordinate geometry, and basic skills along with graphing utilities. Points, lines, and planes, Part 1. A point is the result of the intersection of two lines. It is usually represented as a dot. A line is a figure formed by connecting two points and extending beyond each point in both directions. Lines are represented with arrows at each end. A plane is a flat surface that extends indefinitely in all directions. It is typically represented by a parallelogram. Points, lines, and planes, Part 2. A segment is a part of a line consisting of two endpoints and all the points between them. A ray is a part of a line starting at a point and extending infinitely in one direction. An angle is a figure consisting of two rays with a common endpoint. Points, lines, and planes, part 3. Properties of geometric figures can be proved using one of the following. Inductive reasoning uses patterns of evidence to make a plausible prediction. Deductive reasoning uses facts and rules to reach a logical conclusion. Points, lines, and planes, part 4. Lines in the same plane that do not intersect are known as parallel lines. Two lines that intersect to form a right angle are known as perpendicular lines. Triangles, part 1. A triangle is a polygon with three sides. The sum of the lengths of any two sides of a triangle is greater than the length of the third side. The sum of the measures of the angles of a triangle is always 180 degrees. Triangles, part 2. Congruent triangles have corresponding parts that have the same measure. Similar triangles have congruent corresponding angles, and the measures of corresponding sides are proportional. Figures in the plane, part 1. A right triangle is a triangle with a right angle. The Pythagorean theorem states that the sum of the squares of the legs of a right triangle is equal to the square of the hypotenuse. Figures in the plane, part 2. A ratio of the lengths of sides of a right triangle is called a trigonometric ratio. For example, sine of angle A equals the length of the opposite leg over the length of the hypotenuse. Cosine of A equals adjacent over hypotenuse. And the tangent of A equals opposite over adjacent. Figures in the plane, part 3. A quadrilateral is a polygon with four sides. Examples of quadrilaterals include the parallelogram, the trapezoid, and the kite. Figures in the plane, part 4. A transformation is a point-by-point mapping of a figure in a plane. The standard transformations include translations, reflections, dilations or stretches, compressions, and rotations. Circles and measurement, part 1. A circle is a set of points that are a fixed distance from a given point, known as the center. A radius is a segment whose endpoints are the center of a circle and a point on that circle. A diameter is a segment through the center of a circle whose endpoints are on that circle. Circles and measurement, part 2. The formulas used to find area, surface area, and volume differ with each geometric figure. A basic rule is that we find the area of two-dimensional shapes, and we find the volume of three-dimensional solids. Coordinate geometry. Coordinate geometry is the study of figures using the coordinate plane. Commonly used formulas include the distance formula, the midpoint formula, and the formula for the area of a convex polygon. Basic skills in geometry. The final unit of the course covers problem-solving skills and graphing utilities. Software programs like the Geometer Sketchpad can help students create more computerized constructions. The final section will provide tips to ensure success in the study of geometry. Required skills. The basic skills needed for learning geometry are the ability to accurately measure using a ruler, compass, or protractor, the ability to construct geometric figures using a ruler, compass, or protractor, and understanding the vocabulary, theorems, and postulates presented in the course. Study tips. To help while studying geometry, create vocabulary flashcards that include a drawing along with the definition. Verbalize each definition and property. Listening to your own explanation will help you memorize the information. Study your notes and graded assignments. Redo any problems marked wrong. Find a study buddy or group. Connect new topics to things you already know. Be persistent. Keep practicing. You will get better at solving problems through continued practice. Believe in yourself. Keep trying, and eventually you will get it. Exam tips. Keep the following in mind while preparing for an exam. Practice problems with radicals and perfect squares. Radicals are commonly tested throughout geometry. All lines are straight unless otherwise stated. Apply what you know about shapes and not what you see in a diagram. Do not assume diagrams are drawn to scale. If you can find the value for any one of the following in a circle, you can find the rest: radius, diameter, area, and circumference. Arrive early and be prepared. Looking for supplies at the last minute builds anxiety. Listen and read instructions carefully. Pay attention to any last-minute instructions and write them down. Do a memory dump. As soon as you receive the test, write down any equations or facts on the top or back of the test so you have them to refer to later. Use your time wisely. Wear a watch so you can pace yourself. Answer questions thoroughly. You might get partial credit for work shown, even if it leads to a wrong final answer. Familiarize yourself with the required calculator if allowed. Check that each answer makes sense. Show your work step by step for maximum credit. Do the easier questions first and save harder questions for later. And finally, double check all of your work, both numerically and graphically. Summary. Geometry studies the properties and relationships between points, lines, planes, and figures. The study of geometry dates back to 3000 BC. Geometry studies in astronomy led to the development of trigonometry. Accurate measurements and constructions are key skills of geometry. Understanding the vocabulary, theorems, and postulates will ensure success in geometry. Good job! You have completed the audio tutorial on an introduction to geometry. For more audio and visual tutorials in chemistry, biology, physics, and math, go to www.rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.